Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. It's a great day here in Miami, Florida. We're going to help you with money and business. We're going to help you to really learn about savings and PR. We have actually a specialized guest, a guy who's built an amazing business and also helps people build their businesses. And he also helps people learn how to save money. His name is Josh Elledge. And Josh is on a mission. He is the founder and chief executive angel of savingsangel.com. Josh, how are you, sir?
Nicholas, it's great to be here.
And also, Josh has a company we're going to talk about later called upendpr.com, and that's for PR. So, Josh, you have built Savings Angel into a major operation employing 50 employees and grossing more than $5 million in sales over the past 8 years with less than $500 spent in advertising. And later in the show, we'll talk about how you did that. It's all with PR. But in the sort of the money and business category, when we talk about how people can save money in terms of what you actually do at Savings Angel, how can people save money, Josh? What's the best way to go about that?
Well, it was interesting. So as my wife and I were looking at ways to be smarter with our money, and this was over 10 years ago, and we went through Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University program, just started reading and learning everything we could about managing our money a lot better. You know, I looked at all the different ways you could save money, and certainly you hear about things like, you know, cut out the lattes and cut this out, cut your cable, cut this and that. And, you know, I looked at how much money that was, and it really didn't add up to a whole lot. And so then I started, as we were doing our spending plan, I looked at, and we're putting this together, I remember, you know, turning over to my wife as I'm kind of filling it out. And I'm like, honey, how much do we spend at the grocery store? Maybe like, I don't know, $500 a month, $400 a month. And she's like, are you kidding? We spend over $800 every single month. And I thought, that is a big ticket item. I mean, if I could find a way, because I think we've all heard of people that can save a lot of money at the grocery store.
That's right.
So I just became obsessed with trying to find a way that I could do that. And so I studied all of the experts over a period of time. You know, I did a lot of testing myself, and I come to find out that there are really only two ways that you can significantly cut a grocery bill. You know, picking a different store really is not going to make a big difference. Shopping at Walmart, Aldi, warehouse clubs, that's just really not going to move the needle much. However, if you do one of these two things, you will absolutely make a huge impact. Number one is you can grow all your own food. If you become, go back to and kind of do more of an agrarian lifestyle, yes, you can save a lot of money. You have naturally going to create a part-time job for yourself. And there's just no way. I've never had success in growing my own vegetables or anything.
Yeah,
so I knew that wouldn't work for me. Number two, Nicholas, is that you have to take advantage of discounts when they become available. And these would be discounts from the retailer and also from the manufacturer. And you have to apply both of these discounts at the same time. So retailers have sales. Manufacturers offer coupons. So by themselves, they're pretty good. But when you stack both of them together and you can time a really good sale with a really great coupon, then that's when you can get groceries for pennies on the dollar. You could save 50, 60, 70% off or more off of pretty much everything you buy every week. So that's how you can take a grocery bill that was north of $800 and you can cut it down to $400 or less. You really can do it.
Wow, that is amazing. So these are things that seem like common sense, but people just don't do, and the savings can really add up. And Josh would know, he's helped millions of families both online, and he's been a dynamic public speaker. Actually, he's spoken to so many TV and radio stations across the country. He's appeared on TV and radio 1,500 times helping people save money. He knows what he's talking about. Looks like you've been also a syndicated columnist for 9 newspapers with total readership above 1.1 million readers. So you really know your stuff. So Josh, And you actually, on your Savings Angels show, it's a podcast, is that right? And people can go to savingsangel.com. But what kind of things do you talk about on the Savings Angels show that, in addition to what you just mentioned, in terms of life hacks, deals, research strategies, what kind of things can we find out on that show?
Yeah, that's it. And there's lots of savings and there's one angel, that's me. But I have a team of people that also help me produce great work. And, you know, really what I like to find, you know, it's not about living miserly or living super cheap or just having to be completely frugal in every area of life. I kind of don't like that feeling, quite frankly,
right,
of always having to pinch your pennies on everything. But what I do enjoy getting is a hookup. Like, I love that. Like, I love getting free upgrades. I love knowing like inside information on like how to ask for something and get a great deal. You know, my dear wife and I went to a free movie last night. And so we do things like go to movie screenings. And once you learn how to like I love learning how to work the system, like in an ethical and honest way, and just taking advantage of every opportunity that anybody can do very, very easily. Again, I also don't like looking for things that are going to cause me to turn my life upside down. I want easy things I can know and do, you know, knowing how to ask for certain upgrades or discounts, you know, knowing what all these different life hacks are, so that my family and I can always get those amazing experiences that we wouldn't otherwise be able to get if we didn't have that knowledge. So I'm kind of obsessed with trying to figure out all of those ways.
Yeah, I love good deals. We have something in common. We moved from Michigan to Florida. Josh is in Orlando. I'm in Miami. So we're both from Michigan originally. So actually, like, for example, we go to maybe what we do here, you know, we'll go to kayak.com because it's easy. It gets us the best deal. And also people can go sort of along the same line. Of course, kayak.com is for flights and cars and things, mm-hmm. but people can go to savingsangel.com. It's almost the similar kind of thing in terms of finding coupons and deals that it's just really easy to do. You don't have to put a lot of effort in and you can save a little money and that money will add up as the year goes on. Is that correct?
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Yeah, we've worked very, very hard now. It's Savings Angel actually just celebrated our 10th anniversary. It's been a great joy and pleasure to be able to serve as many people as we have. And, you know, we love doing everything for free, you know, and it's, you know, it's simply because, you know, of the length of time that we've been able to do this that allows us so much flexibility and freedom to be able to help so many.
Wow, Josh. So congratulations on 10 years of savingsangel.com. Again, we're talking with Josh Elledge of savingsangel.com and also upendpr.com. And Josh, I'd like to shift over, still in the category of money and business, but we talked about in the previous segment how you've grown this to an operation with 50 employees and it's grossing more than $5 million in sales a year. And also you're doing it with PR, but people on our show, people listening to our show, and also guests who have come on our show, they help people to build their business. And you've built a really successful online enterprise, which is not an easy thing to do. It's something people would absolutely dream of doing. Like, you have freedom, you have the ability to, you know, go to Disney. You're in Orlando, so you can go to Disney World maybe whenever you want, right? Even they changed the pricing, I noticed, at Disney World. So some days is a little higher. So you can go when the prices are a little cheaper at Disney. That's a life hack I can give people. Disney has certain days that are lower price now. They're the off-peak days. But Josh, how would you advise somebody if they're starting from scratch or if they're building an existing online business bigger? What is some of the advice you would give them based on your success?
Yeah, I love that question because this is the information that I wish that I had when I was at the beginning stages. And, you know, like most businesses, business owners, you know, we've had our share of businesses that haven't been very successful. One thing that you had mentioned, by the way, I just wanted to correct. So we've grossed over $5 million total, per year.
But still
we have
a lot.
Had seven-figure years. Seven-figure years are very exciting.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we've had six-figure months.
Congratulations.
But, you know, when we started, we were broke. This was completely a bootstrap business. I had no money for advertising. And so it was because of that. And knowing that if you're going to be successful in business, you have to have exposure. Exposure is everything, because without exposure, there's some problems with the big problems with that. Number one, you have no customers. You need exposure in order to get customers. And so if you're in business for yourself right now and things are stagnant, it's probably just because you're not getting exposed to enough people. I mean, if you have a million people coming to visit you every single month, you know, and your services and products are halfway decent, you're going to get some sales.
That's right.
All right. Now, the wonderful thing about exposures as well is that I'm a big believer in, you know, in this kind of a lean startup methodology where you really want to be careful about what you do before you start scaling. So what that means is that you want to make sure that you're doing a lot of testing. You want to get validation that the offer that you're making is the right one. So here's another piece of advice for someone who's just getting started is be patient. If this thing takes you 5 years, 5 years to build an amazing lifestyle business for yourself, you know what? That's better than about any 401k investment program I've ever seen, the retirement program, to be able to put yourself in a position where you can start earning passive income, that you can do it in a way that fits with your lifestyle. I'm not saying that you won't work hard. Chances are you'll work harder for yourself. I know I do than I ever did working for somebody else. But I can work on my own time, and I absolutely love, love, love what I do. It's not about following, what you enjoy, maybe, or, you know, follow your passions, right? It's more about, you know, what are the things that, I don't know, for whatever reason, I'm just like really good at this one thing. Well, for me, you know, even though Savings Angel, I'm really good at consumer savings, I'm actually really, really good at getting a lot of press.
Yes, you are.
You know, I served in the United States Navy for 5 years as a Navy journalist, so I had some experience there.
Wow.
Owned a small town newspaper for a couple of years. So I had some experience there. But I really, really love that world. I really enjoy it. And I'm really effective at the communications that are required in order to have amazing things happen for business. And so, you know, now we get to do that for other businesses. Sure. And we get to help other businesses. We turn startups, you know, kind of our, the work we do is we turn startups into media superstars.
Yes. And that's upendpr.com, which we're going to get into. And I want to sort of piggyback on what Josh said, because I have a very similar story. And people, I didn't announce at the beginning of the show, Josh and I were working with our video and audio. We got it perfect, actually. But of course, people can see this at believe.love. BelieveiTunes.com is our iTunes, and YouTube.com/BelieveLovesYou. And of course, I have other videos about, you know, one thing Josh is talking about is traffic. So we have, you're going to need traffic, and 10% of businesses succeed. I mean, there were years, just like Josh is saying, where I was making barely enough, but I was making as much as a quote unquote full-time job online. And then there was a year where finally things took off and we did 7 figures in sales. And it sort of took off, but it wasn't until I was online and working for years where I could pay attention to details of what was working and how you could get quote cheap traffic, quote unquote. Josh mentioned it as sort of like eyeballs, that how you can get exposure is what Josh said. And I can say, like, the dating sites, I know certain dating sites that if you were to buy dating leads at a CPA network, which is an affiliate network which sends traffic to a dating site, those leads are going to be so high, there's going to be some fraud. And some dating sites that are multi-million dollar businesses per year, they use all PR as well, just like Josh was talking about, because it's a way to get cheap traffic or cheaper traffic to your site. And you know, you need, along with planning your website to sort of optimize conversions in terms of however you're going to be making money. You want to optimize the actual business itself. But without people coming to the site, what Josh is saying, you're not going to make any money. So Josh, in terms of upnpr.com, it's your PR service for startups. You're an expert at getting press. You, by the way, thank you for serving in the Navy. You were in Desert Storm. You're also, we had a marathon, a guy who trains people how to run marathons. I see here in the notes, you're a fitness geek, you run marathons, you perform improv comedy, but you're a personable guy. But in terms of somebody that wants to start getting PR, that's not enough. I mean, you really have to have a system of getting PR. So if you want to grow your business, Josh, what's the best way to work with you, and what sort of advice do you give people to put themselves in the position to get on really high quality shows, even if they're working with a company like you? How do they create an appealing presence and image so they can work with you and have the best chance of success?
You know, so some tough love that I love giving to my fellow business owners is that, you know, kind of popping the balloon in this concept that I think a lot of us have when we start businesses is that we can just kind of do the thing, you know, do the work that we love. You know, we open up a pie making business because we love pies and people tell us we're really good at it. And then all of a sudden, you know, if we just work hard enough, we're going to get discovered. And that's just a myth. It's almost like, you know, Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. So you're saying there's a chance, right? You know, the one in a million. It really is, you know, you getting quote unquote discovered, it's just not going to, look, it's not going to happen. I mean, if you really want to be smart about your business, don't count on being discovered by whoever. Instead, what I want you to focus on is I want you to focus on, yes, build your business, make sure that, you know, that you're listening to your audience, that you're giving them what they're asking for, that, you know, that again, you know, your idea of what your business may be at the beginning, it might be completely different in year two or three, and that's okay. You know, that's another reason why we want a lot of exposure so we can test, because no one's a fortune teller. We don't know what's, you know, when I started a PR company a couple of years ago, I had no idea what people were going to want. And what I do today is a little bit different than what I thought it was going to be at the beginning. Savings Angel is absolutely way different than it was when we started it. So, you know, businesses are going to evolve, but what we need is massive exposure. And in order to get massive exposure, you have to work very hard in order to make that happen. And is it worth it? Absolutely. It's worth every bit of effort. And you know what? It can save you a whole lot of money as opposed to just paying for it. I mean, you can Facebook your ad. You can Facebook ad your way to some decent sales, but it's really costly. And so, you know, it's not unusual for you to, you know, spit out, you know, 50, 60, 80% of your budget or more in marketing. You know, with Savings Angel, we just spend very little, you know, maybe 5% of our budget on marketing. The rest, we pay our employees really well. We invest in a lot of development and technology, and, you know, we just run a lean ship, or we take, you know, we're able to take it for profit and reinvest it.
So, Josh, you're saying some amazing things. I think that you're an expert at PR, as we've discussed. How can somebody, more specifically, like, how can somebody create a story, even when they're working with you? Because I see different PR companies. I think you are different because you'll work with startups. You're an expert at, basically what I hear is people, startups, spending a very little amount of money. And you're right. I've blown literally 5 to 6 figures a month testing with Facebook and Google and things. And thank God I made money eventually, but not everybody, I wasn't, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I got done down to almost $1,500 in my bank account total. And then, you know, leveraged it out to almost like you did with your company, going from $500 spent in advertising to a total of $5 million in sales over the past 8 years, and also some seven figured years. But how can somebody create a work with a PR agency where it actually works, where they actually get on a ton of shows? Like, what specifics could they actually do to catch fire in terms of PR?
Well, so one thing that we see a lot in this industry, and I've blown over $25,000 hiring PR agencies. Now, unfortunately, I've talked to so many other businesses that have done the same thing.
Right.
And there are a lot of problems because most PR firms are very good at what they do. But really, most PR practitioners are taught in college to do PR at the enterprise level. And so as a result, you know, even if they're really good at placements, there are underlying problems that aren't being solved. So, you know, it's not rocket science to help a client get on TV, get quoted in all kinds of different, you know, major news websites online. I mean, I think any PR firm can do that. However, I want to make sure that our clients are very successful with that. I mean, there's no sense in doing media just for your ego's sake. I want to make sure that our clients, when they get media, they make a lot of money. Because if I can help our clients make a ton of money, then we're going to have a relationship that's going to last a very long time. And you're right, in terms of targeting as well, you know, our price points, we have a lot of, you know, do-it-yourself and done-with-you level solutions are more education-based.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But really, whereas a lot of PR firms, I try to identify large clients that they can charge, you know, $8,000, $10,000 a month. We cap out at around $2,000 a month.
Okay.
That is, our biggest paying clients pay us around $2,000 a month. We really try to find the around $1,000 a month, you know, the client who's looking for that price point. And we do things in a way that are just much more efficient, where we provide them a lot of advice and counsel to make sure that their website's going to be profitable. They're going to be treated like an expert. They're going to be treated as someone who has a lot of authority. And if they are respected as an authority and a reliable expert, subject matter expert, a thought leader, then their success rate's going to be much, much higher. You know, if I pitch someone who has a lousy website, who's not ready for, you know, they're just not ready
prime
for the
time.
Major leagues.
Not ready for prime time, right.
They're just going to burn through a lot of money. And I don't want them to do that. So we work with our clients to make sure that we've fixed some underlying problems, because we've all had that experience, Nicholas. I'm sure
right.
I'm not alone here, where maybe you've sent an email to someone who you were hoping something good would turn out as a result of it, and crickets. Like you didn't even get a response
yes,
back. And you're
I
like, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? You know, do they just not respect me? What is it? And it's because all influencers and journalists and producers, writers, they're all very busy. And they're also very protective of their audience. So they have to judge you on your correspondence very superficially. And so what that means is that you'll never know why, you'll just never hear back. Well, I can pretty much tell within a few minutes when we onboard a new client or I'm visiting with them, I can tell them exactly why they're not getting email responses back.
Sure. And again, to go over
some of the things that I recommend you take a serious look at.
Oh,
so number one is going to be your website, and you are going to be judged harshly on your website, and you're going to be given about 3 to 5 seconds to make sense. And if you don't make sense, you don't come across as a professional based on your design of your website. Look, I'm not saying you can't be in business with a lousy website. You can, but at some point you're just going to need to invest in a better WordPress theme, a designer, and you're just going to have to bite the bullet and do that. Also on your website, make sure that you have a press kit, which is different than a media kit, and it's different than an About Us page. If you want an example, you can just copy mine over at savingsangel.com or upendpr.com, and you can just copy what we do. There's really no, you know what a press kit is designed to do? A press kit is designed to let an influencer or journalist producer know, it is really easy to work with me. And look, I've already done the work for you. Here's the executive summary of everything you're going to need. That's pretty much it. So different businesses will really benefit from different aspects of it. And we do a lot of work in helping our clients design a really, really great press kit. But that's number one, is your website and your press kit. Now, number two is going to be your digital reputation, because any influencer producer is going to do just a little bit of due diligence. So let's say you get an email from someone and they're like, okay, well, this doesn't sound bad, but I don't know this person. Who is it? So we either click and look at their website, or we might do a Google search for them. So that's what I refer to when I talk about your digital reputation. So if you do a Google search for my name, Nicholas, and you're welcome to right now, I can tell you exactly what you're going to find. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good because I've done a lot of work. I've done a lot of service. I've helped a lot of audiences, and I do so without, you know, expectations of return. And if you have that attitude, and if you love serving audiences, you're going to find that PR is going to be very, very easy for you. And you know what? Google is going to reward you for that. And in fact, I think, you know, of the first four pages, if you search my name, now granted, I have a fairly unique name, Josh Elledge. I think aside from a Josh Elledge who recently died, that's not me.
Thank God.
That, you know, it's all stuff that communicates a lot of authority. And then finally, I'll just say, your social media is really, really critical. Number one, just get your LinkedIn profile done. You know, the metrics and you being super engaged on LinkedIn, I don't think is real critical, but make sure you've got a professional, you know, resume, digital resume on your LinkedIn profile. And yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to, you know, show some endorsements and that sort of thing, but it's not real critical. The most important thing is that if you want to work with the media, that you're active on Twitter and that you look like a professional on Twitter. I'm not saying you have to love Twitter. I'm saying you need to use it. And you need to use it smartly, which means that you have a full and complete profile. You've got more than a few hundred followers, and it's not that hard to get a few hundred followers on Twitter. It's actually very, very easy. And in fact, if you don't mind, Nicholas, I've got a Twitter publicity mastery course that we normally retail for $100. And I'd like to give that to your audience at no charge. There's nothing for sale. Just go through, apply it. If you love me, great. Maybe we could do some work together in the future.
Sure.
But really, it's a big deal to get Twitter done right. And most people, I think, they're a little confused with how to use Twitter.
That's right.
And if you know, Twitter, in my mind, is about the most effective tool, communications platform for speed networking that I know.
So Twitter has really reaped a lot of results. Now, how would people go about getting that free Twitter course? I'm actually taking notes because what I also hear, Josh, is if you want to represent your business, you need to get your personal name information, you know, everything under your name straight as well. Because, yeah, you create a website, you create a business, but all of these things, if you're the one that's going to be representing your business on these media outlets, you need to get all your ducks in a row personally. I actually have to do more of that as well. So how could somebody get your Twitter course? Because that's really generous of you.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So you just go to upendpr.com/believe.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I'll have that all set up.
Thanks.
And so if you use that link, and I'm sure you'll put this on your website or in the show
notes, right.
Or whatever, then it'll zero out that charge. And we sell that $100 Twitter course pretty often. We sell at least a few a week. I don't really market it, but man, it is so, so helpful. Talk about, you know, getting verified on Twitter, talk about how to build your following. But most importantly, we tell you how to connect with influencers and how to connect with, you know, really big people that you would love to do business with and how to make friends with them. It's not going to happen overnight, but I believe that you can connect with and at least develop the beginnings of a relationship within a few weeks pretty easily with almost anybody.
I would agree. I think especially you hear so much news related items involving Twitter. So there's so many journalists on there. I mean, these are the people
yes.
that you need to reach out to. I think that's why it's important to me. I always thought, man, you know, I'm going to build my business and I don't want to deal with all that because what's on Twitter? But if you're going to attract millions of visitors a month and get on 1,500 shows like you have and all kinds of things, you're going to probably need to get your ducks in a row when it comes to Twitter because there are a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not only, it's the access it creates, right? So
that's it.
So Upend PR is such a cool service. And I'm actually going to tell you more about really what it is before we go here. It's so upendpr.com, that's what Josh has started up. And it's something that's created so much success for small business owners because it's a software service. It's a membership-based website. It provides step-by-step video coaching, live training, direct access to over 1 million media contacts. That's very valuable because those can be hard to find. Media monitoring for ongoing story ideas, agency-level journalist inquiry monitoring, ongoing pitch creation, and impactful consulting for entrepreneurs and startups seeking to exponentially increase sales and traffic. And like Josh said, when you're first getting started, he's going to make sure your website's good enough, your press kit, not the media kit, but the press kit is up to par. Your digital reputation is in order, and, you know, kind of check in your social media so that when you do go to pitch these journalists and things like that, you have a higher chance of success that somebody's actually going to respond. And I think with small businesses and startups, you know, we can be doing so many things that we don't really know how to go about that. And what we think is good enough might not actually be good enough. And Josh is an expert at this. So, wow, thank you so much for that, Josh.
Oh, yeah. You know, and Nicholas, I mean, anybody, I mean, really, you can do this. I mean, you could do your own PR. And I'd say, you know, if you're really, really tight on budget, you know, Bill Gates says if he were down to his last dollar, he would put it into PR.
But, I didn't know that.
That's why it was really, really important to me that we came up with solutions that would fit businesses of any level, so that, you know, if you need to do this on your own, you know, hopefully the information I shared in this podcast would be enough for you to kind of get the ball rolling. And then, you know, from there, then, you know, there's certainly we can work with you no matter what your level is. Unless you're super big, then we'll refer you out because we only work with startups.
Okay. And what are the membership options? We can go to upend.com/believe. And at that link, upend.com/believe, you can get that free Twitter course. But then what are some of the membership options? Like, you know, just briefly, like, do you have an option where you pitch companies for the company and then an educational package? What are the options for people?
Yeah. And just so it's upendpr.com.
Sorry, I'm so excited today. I'm actually off the wall. Upendpr.com. Yeah. This is good because it gets me to say the URL again, right? People pay attention.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, actually, thank you. Upendpr.com/believe. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So there's three levels and that we offer. And, you know, I love going to a site. You know, for me, it's really frustrating. And this is what I found a lot of. There were so many problems I see in the PR industry. One of them is that pricing is so convoluted. And there's in PR, there's like no such thing as upfront pricing that
you're
I
right
really
about
see.
This.
Another thing I see are like contracts and
retainers.
It's just really.
Yes.
It's just so complicated.
Yes.
So what we wanted to do is come up with very fair, transparent pricing. We tell you all the tools that we buy and use. And that's like no PR firm does that.
You're right.
They never want to tell you what's in the black box. We tell you exactly like the tools that we use because we spend over 10 grand a year on licenses for agency level PR tools. It wouldn't make sense
for
a business
company
to buy, but it does make sense for us to buy it and then kind of spread the wealth. So the three areas is we have a basic level membership, and that is mainly education based. So we've developed a video series. It's over 6 hours worth of video, which is way more than you need, right? You really don't need that much. But if you really want to learn all this stuff, you're welcome to it. The important thing is that it's going to teach you publicity that's going to result in profits. And it's going to help you to be able to do this without having to hire a PR agency, or if in the future you want to, at least you're going to be in the driver's seat so you won't get taken advantage of. And, you know, once you buy that membership, it's good for life.
Okay.
The second level is kind of our advanced level membership. And that's where we start to offer in services where my team or I spend time with you. We have a 30-minute session. And again, some of these things might change. We're going through a lot of growth right now.
Sure.
So just bear with me if
no
you go
problem.
To the website, like, hey, wait a minute. It's changed. But generally, we like to spend a little bit of time in onboarding and spend about 30 minutes with our clients and personalize everything and really give them a lot of action items for the next 12 months on the things that they should be doing to make sure that they're wildly profitable with their public relations. Then we will do a one-time report of any, you give us any search parameters for any media you want. I don't care if it's Oprah, if it's, you know, conservative talk radio, if it's, you know, CNN, it doesn't really matter. You tell us who you want and we'll give you the names, phone numbers, email addresses, points of contact, you know, the favorite way that they love to be pitched, and we'll give you up to 100 contacts. Just let us know who you want. And then I'd say one of the most valuable aspects is that every day, Nicholas, we get more than, I'd say, 50 requests from journalists who need help right now. Wow. And so we have an agency level membership through our agency levels license through some services called Vocus and Harrow and Cision, which again, those are just, they're just kind of like the gold standards. We spend a lot of money.
They cost with those a lot. Guys. I've actually called Cision myself.
But what we
myself.
Do is we set it up in a way so that all of our clients can get immediate access to all of these requests from journalists who need help, and they need an expert in, you know, someone who knows entrepreneurial issues or workplace issues, or they need a creative or an attorney. We are, you know, we probably, I would say one of our clients works that particular system so well that there was 1 month in particular, he had over 55 media placements in 1 month, including the Associated Press. I mean, the guy just absolutely crushes it. And, you know, that's all part of his regular membership. And then we have a pro level membership. And that's where we just have it adds everything of the other memberships, and we just add our personal time. So every single month we work with you. We do copywriting, copy editing. We tell you exactly strategy, what to do, who to talk to, exactly what to say. And we generally can speed up the process quite a bit. So if you're tired of being stagnant in business, we're really good at getting you famous pretty fast. So we can get that ribbon of media logos across the top of your site and really start getting you seen in more places, because you're going to find your conversion rate's going to go up. It's going to lead to invitations to do amazing things with amazing influencers. And it's exciting. It's exciting to see, you know, our clients become famous. And, you know, some of them are getting on TV shows now, and they're making, you know, outrageous sales in some cases. We have a lot of clients that are, you know, they have seven-figure operations or more. And then we have some that are, you know, they're author, speaker, coaches, but they're investing in their brand. And so we work with them to help increase their speaking fee, for example.
Josh, this is beautiful. Let me tell you why it's exciting to me, because I've actually, and I don't mind like you telling us about your services, because I'm actually personally interested, because I've talked to Cision. I know the pricing. I mean, that's actually, I think, it starts at like thousands a year. I mean, actually more towards five figures. And like,
yep.
And actually dealing with a PR firm, it's like very sort of like cryptic. Sometimes it's like, well, you pay us this much and maybe you'll get on this many show. Like, we can't guarantee anything. Like, it's, and actually, like, I'm literally interested myself. I'm actually going to go to upendpr.com/believe, get that free Twitter course. And let me tell you why this is exciting to me, other than just like an infomercial for, you know, which I don't mind, because I'm literally.
I'm sorry, Nicholas.
No, no.
You've been very, very generous.
I'm actually interested personally. But let me tell you why this is cool, because like the reason why is it's hard to compete online or anywhere else. I mean, basically you need to be, especially if you're doing it with little money. Josh took $500 spent in advertising and got to $5 million in sales and had some seven figure per year sort of years with sales for savingsangel.com. He's been on 1500 shows. I mean, it's hard to compete and get traffic and actually make money, whether it's online or offline. Almost every business is online. So I actually don't mind this at all. This is actually very valuable, because you need to be thinking outside of the box if you actually want to make money. I had to do that. I didn't use this technique, but I had to find different ways of getting traffic nobody else thought of, and different things like, you know, how to run. You know, you have to do that, because chances are somebody else is trying to do what you're doing in terms of a business, especially online. And you're going to have to think outside the box to get basically cheap traffic to your site. So this is really valuable stuff. So Josh, you've been so generous with your time. Josh Elledge, he's a great guy. Go to upendpr.com/believe. Listen to this episode on iTunes, believeiTunes.com. On YouTube, youtube.com/believeloveyou. You can subscribe for more valuable tips. And of course, check out the Savings Angel podcast. It's a Savings Angel show, one word on iTunes. And Josh will actually help you save money in your daily life. So Josh, you're like an amazing person. You're a fellow Michigander, right? And we migrated like birds to the south, to Florida. But thank you so much for your time. And I really wish you well.
I appreciate it. Most Michiganders are pretty amazing, by the way.
We work on it, right? We try. I'm trying at least. But this will help because we might be contacting you as well. I may have Natalia check into these membership plans. So thank you so much, Josh, and I hope you have a great day.
Nicholas, thank you so much.